Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. My name is Brian Freed, and thanks for listening. We have a guest tonight. His name is Todd Brabender, and he's from Spread the News PR. And basically, we have these ideas and we have these inventions, and we want to get the word out. We want to be able to get into the media, newspapers, TV, blogs, all these different things out there, but we don't know what to do. Or maybe we do, but we can always learn some more. So we have Todd. You're on the phone with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Todd, for joining us, and I know that you're going to help us spread the news.
Going to try. That's the plan, yeah.
Well, I know that Todd has a pretty extensive background in media as a media person himself, and now he's on the other side helping people to promote their products specifically. So, Todd, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. Just, you know, in kind of a nutshell, as you mentioned, I'm a former media guy myself. I started my PR business in 1994, but before that, I was a media person. I was in television news for several years and got out of that in 1994 and was unemployed, looking, just kind of going to do some freelance work. And I was unemployed for about 36 hours when a buddy of mine said, hey, can you write a press release for me? I have this product that I'm launching. And I said, well, sure. I've been on the receiving end of a lot of press releases. I can sure write a press release for you. And looking back, at the time, I thought it was a good press release, but looking back 16, 17 years later, it was probably pretty bad. But we generated some. We took it, put the release together, and did some media market research at that time. Very cursory, frankly, old school. Went to the library with a legal pad, quite frankly, and found some media contacts and got it out there in the media market. And lo and behold, it did pretty well, and got some really good media exposure for that friend who turned into a client. And then from there, other people started hearing about what I did, and hey, can you do that for me, kind of thing. And then it kind of started snowballing from there. And again, that was back in the mid 90s, and it's gotten more fun and better ever since. So that's
kind of
how it started. So
that's great. I know you have. If you go to spreadthenewspr.com, you could see some of Todd's clients. Some that aren't actually posted, I guess, because they prefer not to know that they're working with Todd. But he's pretty impressive. I mean, there's just recently he's had an article that was printed in the front of the Wall Street Journal. And listen, there's so many different ways that us inventors can really get the word out. We have TV, we have newspapers, magazines, local, you know, hometown shopper type of papers. And we have a lot of things on the internet. So we're going to try to get to as much as we can here, and Todd's going to help us and just give us some support and advice. And whether we're on a shoestring budget or we have the big bucks to really, you know, get some great PR out there, Todd's going to help us. If that's okay with you, Todd.
That's why I'm here.
Great. So let's start off with something very basic, because people always hear about it. You know, I hear about you have to do PR. Mm-hmm. What is PR,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, and I think it's a great question to ask right at the outset here, just because I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what it is and what it isn't and what it can and what it can't do, kind of thing. And so what I like to, when I'm having a consultation with a prospective client, I like to just kind of very, very simply just kind of educate them about what it is, and basically what media exposure and PR, what it is using the widespread reach of the media to not to sound too corny, but to spread your news, to get your information out to as many contacts, as many potential customers, constituents, you know, anybody out there that would be amenable to hearing about what you have to offer. It's clients hire us to generate widespread media exposure, feature placements, product profiles in magazines, newspapers, TV shows, internet sites, And the TV shows can be internet, you know, I mean, newscast, you know, morning newscast, or it can be the local, the 5 o'clock news, or it could be Oprah, or it could be, you know, Regis and Kelly, or it could be Good Morning America, or that type of thing. So it's using that bullhorn and that limelight of the media all throughout North America, Canada, and the United States to get your message across to people. A lot of times, you have a product that you think is great, and yeah, it's great to have product in your hand. But if the reason why you produce that product is to get it sold, and so clients hire us to get the word out in the media market about that product, so that their sales can increase, or they get interest from distributors or retail outlets or that type of thing. So it's
right.
It's using the media market to your best advantage. So.
No, that makes total sense. I'm already starting to get a couple of emails here. Let me just remind everybody the phone number. If you want to call in and ask your questions to Todd, 877-474-3302. You know, Todd, we get a lot of calls and emails when we have attorneys on, and you're almost in the same realm because, you know what, there's so many people that need to know about how to get their product out, their service out there to the media. So any questions you have, Todd is here tonight. He's offering free advice to us. He's going to help us out, help us spread the news. But this is your chance. It's live right now, 877-474-3302. Or you can email me, brian@gotinvention.com, and I'll ask him your question directly. So here's one very simply. John from Detroit, he says, do I call an advertising company to do PR for me?
That's a great question. That's kind of like the initial question you ask. What is PR and what isn't it? And advertising is not PR. A lot of PR agencies do advertising, and some advertising agencies do PR. So you could, to answer his question, yes, you could call or contact an advertising agency and say, I'm looking for some PR, but most advertising agencies, and that's kind of a blanket statement, and it's not true for all of them, but a lot of PR agencies, advertising agencies, have a PR arm to them, so they can do that. My guess is a lot of them don't specialize in PR, so if you're looking for media exposure and PR and publicity, I would go to the source. I would go to a PR agency as opposed to an advertising agency, unless they call themselves advertising / PR. But
right.
That's again, advertising is paid placement, if you will. PR and media exposure isn't guaranteed placement, but it's the credibility of PR placements is through the roof as compared to advertising, but there is no guarantee. But you can make that, you can increase your guarantee of exposure by putting together a good campaign.
Okay, here's another question. Actually, I got this question a few minutes before the show from Mary. I don't know where she's from, but she's asking if you advertise in certain magazines, is that the way to really get them to write up a story on you?
Neil, that's a good question, because that's what a lot of people think, and hopefully throughout the course of the conversation tonight we'll kind of dispel some, I was going to say rumors or myths, but maybe that's too strong of a phrase, just kind of clear up some misconceptions. And to answer the caller's question or the emailer's question, some of the smaller media outlets, maybe a regional magazine or a publication, will say, hey, we'd love to do a feature on your product or invention. We'll give you a half page ad we'll give you a half page editorial placement if you buy a half page ad. Having said that, I'm not a big fan of that, just because when clients hire us, they hire us to generate free editorial exposure. And of course you're paying my company to generate that exposure for you, but it's, what we're trying to do is find as many free opportunities as we can for you. So, the bigger agents or the bigger media outlets, like I had a client in Good Housekeeping yesterday, a nice product profile in there. We didn't pay for that. They didn't pay us. We didn't pay them. It was just a nice reciprocal relationship. The media are looking for content. we're looking for the exposure, and so it's a nice kind of mutually beneficial type thing. So some, to answer her question, some media people will say, hey, we'll run a feature on you if you buy ads. But I guess my personal preference is if they hold that over you and say, hey, we won't run anything until you get until you buy an ad kind of thing, I would respectfully say thanks but no thanks, because the fact that they're responding to you is probably, you know, validation that you have a pretty good product there that they want to tell their readers or viewers about, and you probably get editorial exposure without paying for it anyplace. But you don't need to, a point I'll make, I guess, is you don't need to buy ads to get editorial exposure.
Okay, good. I guess that's one of the misconceptions out there, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. I mean, I'm starting to, it's usually I don't get emails and call-ins till, well, we don't until like during the show, but I'm starting to get some here. And
I guess they got my checks that I sent to them, huh?
there's a misconception, right?
That's right.
They're emailing you to get some free PR.
That's right.
877-474-3302. We're just about ending this segment. So in the next segment, we'll start a little bit more. We're going to talk about exposure to the distributors, to the licensors, to the retailers, and what you can do and what you can't do, and just kind of making pitches out there. Todd has a lot of information for us, and he's a great person to have on our show and give us this information. Whether you use his services or other services, it's important that once you have that product, and we're going to talk about when you should actually start talking about doing press releases and media exposure and all that, when you need to do that, what part of the process of the invention process. So we have plenty to talk about with Todd. We'll keep everybody going here with a lot of great information on PR. So we'll be back with segment two and Todd Brabender from Spread the News PR on Gotvention Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
With thousands of beverages to choose from, how do you quickly and easily find the perfect one every time? Now, Pocket Wine Assistant's free smartphone app gives you quick access to prices, ratings, expert reviews, winemaker notes, even recipes and cheese pairings on thousands of wines. With Pocket Wine Assistant, you have on-the-go advice in your pocket whenever you need it, making sure your every wine selection is the perfect one every time. Visit PocketWineAssistant.com to download the free app to your smartphone today.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.